very, very, very good evening to you, Zimbabwe. You are tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, on Tuesday, the 19th of December, 2017, coming to you live from Voice of America in Washington, D.C. I'm Mike Hobe.
And I am Evans Sininga.
Tonight, we're talking about the political, economical, and social changes that are happening in the country. The big question at hand, folks, is where do the youth fit in? Secondly, what can we do in light of all these changes, developments, to uplift ourselves as the youth?
To join in our discussion today, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to our Zimbabwe on our 909 medium shortwave frequency, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. We also have repeats that run every morning the following day from 6 to 7 a.m.
Thank you for joining us. You are tuned into Live Talk, The Connection. This evening we are talking about the youth. The big question at hand is, how can we uplift ourselves in light of all the political, economical and social developments that have happened in the country?
The past 2 months of 2017 have been a very, very interesting time in Zimbabwean history. We have had a military takeover. We have a new president. And we now have a new cabinet, which unfortunately, breaks my heart to say this, but it lacks the youth element.
With all that in mind, tonight we're going to discuss with our guests where we fit in as the youth and, of course, what we can do to uplift ourselves.
And so, folks, tonight we want to hear your views on the issue. Please, I urge you, if you wish to join the conversation, call us. Our number is 001-202-619-2077. We'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you back. Evans.
Mike.
What's up?
You're looking good, man.
I stay looking good, brother. So tonight, my friend, we are talking about the things that are happening in our country.
Right.
A lot of changes have happened.
Lots.
Yebo, Zulu Gandaba, Okulumango, Mike Hove, in Tatalizindaba, yes, Studio 7. Earlier on, Sports TV video, ngathi ngiyalincusa nonke abontanga. So, if ungenile, ngiyabonga kakhulu, abontanga, ngiyabonga kakhulu, ngiyalikwamukela nonke kuhlelo, The Connection, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Lamhlanje kuhlelo, we are talking about the future yethu njengabasakhulayo. Sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi, through all the changes that are happening in Zimbabwe, kwezombusazwe, emphakathini, thina singenaphi, simzwile umnumzana, Patrick Chimnamasa, finance minister, esithi, hey, madoda, i-budget yami inga-approve, kule mali enenge ekhangelele ukuthuthukisa abontanga, bafuna ukuthi basiyenzele ibhanga, madoda, ibhanga, ugcwele imali. So, madoda, ngenani kuhlelo lisitshele ukuthi, hey, thina njengabontanga, singazithuthukisa kanjani, imali leyo, ngempela singayithola, what happens? Ngenani kuhlelo, madoda. So, Evans.
Tell us more.
Nasi mdala, tine MVP guest in the studio mdala.
Paka ipa.
Tine mamonya in the studio.
We always do that.
So folks, joining us in studio today is a very young Zimbabwean graduate. You are in grad school. My bad. He's in grad school. Anisu Masube. Anisu, welcome to the program, my friend.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing great.
Yeah, we big up each other.
Those are made up.
Do your power.
I don't feel the power.
Once when you pop up, Muchurongo, I'm Dara. You were going to say?
The name are mixed feelings.
Mixed feelings.
Like on this. I think every Zimbabwean, I have mixed feelings about this because panenguwa ya takambo fara steering. Takafara, singaiti, mamachura gaita vano, paya, just before former President Mugabe wabviswa pachigaro. Zvaita senge zvinhu zvatanga takamirira zviya.
Zvazoitika.
But I think question hombe yatanga tisingazvibvunzi ndeyekuti chichashashash tangataka mirira tangataka ngomirira kubva kwa president Mugabe here oh tangataka mirira kuti I think nguva yekuti my dreams edu aishike pakufulfillika yashika tangataka mirira kuti mabasa aya ambenga achiti netsa for the past like 20 years nguva yekuzowana mabasa aya yashika economy yemunyika medu yange yakadhakwa for almost I don't know 20 years now yashika so I think mu euphoria watanga ti now atina kunyanyoda kudzika nema questions zvinhu zvatikazo realize sanasi uno takuzvivunza kuti what does this all mean to an ordinary young Zimbabwean and what it means is we're asking ourselves kuti mabasa acho achatanga kuwanika here vanhu vakagara kumba izvizvi vasiri kushanda vachatanga kuwana mabasa here vanhu vari kutsvaga dzimari varoda kutanga mabhizimusi avo angava maentrepreneurs angava vanhu vane maideas pane chachinje here muenvironment chinoita kuti zvinhu zvaunga usingakwanisi kuita 2 months ago nhasi wakukwanisa kuzviita I think iyi mibvunzo iri very key to every young Zimbabwean zviri unfair kuti titange kuda kuona kuti chii chachinja because mutungamiri wenyika haana kana mavhiki maviri matatu asi ndinofunga kuti seve chidiki tinofanira kugara pasi tizvibvunze kuti chii chatinomboda kuti nyika yedu ive and ii hurumende yavapo or ichazovapo because in 7 months who knows panogona kunge pava neimwe hurumende because chaita mamwe maelections handiti tinofanira kuzvibvunza kuti zvinomborevei kwatiri zvese izvi kana zvisingarevi chunhu zvoreva kuti isusu maybe hatifanira kunyanyo pay attention to the political field. I know I'm watching the criticize or whatever. I know there's a lot of criticism. But what I'm trying to say is politics dzichangoramba dzichienda. Isu tiri kukura. Vanhu vechidiki vari kukura. Handiti. Unofanira kuzvibvunza every day uchimuka makuseni. Inini upenyu hwangu huri kuenda kupi? Nemamiriro akaita environment. Inogona kuramba yakadaro for 10, 20 years. We know kuti the last government yakaita 37 years iripo. Umwe munhu kana wanga wangogara uchiti ndichamirira kuti zvinhu zvigonaka. Waimira kusvika utozosvitsa 40 years. Zvinhu zvanaka. So I think the big question is how do young people thrive under whatever environment they're the thrown into? And I think we need to start asking those questions.
That's exactly what we're doing today, right?
That is right, my fellas. That is right. So I hear, fellas, we've got a guest. I felt like there's too much testosterone in this studio, so we need a couple of females joining us. So joining us in the studio, well, she's not in the studio, but joining us live from Harare is Samantha. Hey, Samantha, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Quick question. Is this your TV debut?
Can you?
Is this your TV debut?
Yes, it is, actually.
You made it.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Welcome to the field. So, Samantha.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. So, here we're talking about everything that we're currently going through, and you as a young person on the ground in Zimbabwe, you have, I'm sure, you have experienced everything from the euphoria to when President Mugabe resigned through to what's going on the ground right now.
Yes,
the first question at hand that I have for you is...
What?
Go ahead. So my first
question
for you is, what exactly are you seeing on the ground with regards to how the youth are feeling right now?
Okay. So my personal experience in the beginning, I guess, was obviously euphoria, like an unbelievable, like, I cannot believe this is happening right now. That excitement, all of the emotions that we went through, the anxiety, you know, and the refusal to resign, and then the eventual resignation and that entire experience, I was in, I was part of all those moments. But then I actually took a work trip soon after, I think a week after or 2 weeks after, to Bulawayo. And just kind of being there and having conversations with fellow young Zimbabweans and kind of a change of tone. And yes, there was a celebration. Yes, there was excitement and happiness that Mugabe was no longer president and that this was kind of a chance for a new chapter in this country. But it's something that as a Shona person living in Harare, I never really thought of kind of that perspective of their experience and how they were now like beginning to resurface issues about things like Gukura Hundi and marginalization and where they feel marginalized, where they feel... like they're not fully represented politically, where there's like a centralization of power in Harare, things like that I'd never actually thought about. And I was like, wow, I didn't realize that this was such a a big issue for people and something that I feel like now needs to start coming up in conversations and also needs to be dealt with and confronted is this issue of how do you move forward as Zimbabweans together, you know, not just this region or these people, but everybody feeling like they are part of this change and that they are important and that they are valuable and that we can move forward together as a people and not just, you know, there's other sections or tribes or people of the country that are not fully happy or that feel like their questions have not been answered or, you know, their needs are not being met as much as other people's needs. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the perspective that that kind of humbled me a little bit and kind of made me want to talk about those type of things as well.
Samantha, that's a very interesting picture you're painting there. One quick question for you in all this that's going on. Do you think the youth in Zimbabwe understand the meaning of what's happening right now?
In what context? In terms of...
In the sense that they were born in this era where there was this government running. Mm-hmm. They are living, they've lived all their lives through school, through college, and probably into first stages of employment with the same government, and all of a sudden it's gone. What does it mean for them? Do they understand it?
I think it's important to remember that the government is still the same. It's still ZANU-PF in power. Mm-hmm. But they do understand in terms of, like, it's a new president. It's something that we've never had before. Ever. Like, I was born Godwell's president, and this is the first time I've ever experienced what it's like to have someone else in power. And I think what's shocking people, which shouldn't be shocking, is how much the new president is engaging. You know what I mean? Like, how much actually taking the time to interact and engage, even through social media, with young people and just with the community of Zimbabwe in general. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people are very happy and surprised. Mm-hmm. But it's obviously something that is basic. But because it's new to us, it's a good. It makes it seem like it's revolutionary or something that's amazing or good. So I think on that level, I think a lot of people are happy. I don't know if they are fully aware of what it means, but the small little things that we see happening that is different, people are happy about that.
Mm-hmm. So, quick question, Samantha. And we've had a conversation about this before off mic. I'm sourcing this from your tweets where you were talking about how it's very important for us as youth to accommodate each other across cultural lines, how it's important for Shona people to learn Ndebele, how it's important for Ndebele people to learn Shona. How is that something that could be beneficial to us as the youth?
I think if we're talking about, if I'm not mistaken, like the whole idea of learning the language and culture and kind of being open to that, I think... there's something about a language barrier that I see. I don't know. I feel like just being open to learning someone else's language just says a lot about how willing or how open you are to seeing them as someone that is important to the conversation. Because if their language is not a part of the conversation, then are they really, you know what I mean? Are they really valuable? Is it really important to you? Mm-hmm. I think that's how I see it. I see it as almost like a way to bridge the gap. Is kind of opening ourselves up to saying, hey, as a people, why can we not learn each other, you know, cultures, languages, and be more open to seeing each other as one unit instead of separate individuals, separate tribes or separate cultures or whatever.
Mr. Mandela once said it in Xhosa, he used to say, umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu. Which means like a person, I'm sure you should have a fair understanding of what that means, but it basically means a person cannot be a person unless you are amongst people. So you grow within a community of people.
Yes.
So yeah. Yebo, Zuluga Ndaba nimzwileke unkosazana u Samantha. Uyashuthi, hey madoda. Kumele sithandane, kumele sithakazele amasiko ethu, kodwa kumele into eqhakathekile kumele sihloniphane. Uthi, hey, nxa ungumuntu wesiNdebele, kuqakathekile ukuthi ufunde ulwimi olwesiShona, nxa ungumuntu wesiShona, kumele kuqakathekile ukuthi ufunde ulwimi olwesiNdebele. Why? Because it leads to ukuthi umuntu azwisise indaba zakho. Yazi, it leads to izinto esingathi ngesikhiwa, ama sentiments afana lo igama lakhe ngubani? U presidential advisor. umtshwangwa yebo where ama sentiments afana lalawo ukuthi abantu kumele bakhohle le ndaba zeGugrahundi. When you understand amasiko abantu, when you understand ulimi, when you understand ama challenges, you wouldn't be able to say izinto ezifana kanjalo. Right, so ama face drunzwa ukuthi sinemwe guest food tsakati wonder nas
pakayipa wow
sina va po dara po zvirufambe
zvirudim
da pana zvirukufamba ri ku South Africa.
Thanks Mkoma for coming through. Zimbabwe ndiyo iri kunzi yasununguka patsva. Yameno muri kuzviona sei vechidiki vari kupembera vari kufara, asi nhasi tiroda kutsvaga kuti in all this what's going on right now going forward, do they understand what's at stake? Do they want to jump in the ring and fight too, or they just want to stand by the ring sides and watch? What's your take on that?
No, I think you have a split section of society. You'll have some people that really want to get involved, and then you're going to have people that want to watch from the sidelines, just like with the older generation. There are some who are saying, no, it's time for others to lead, and some who are saying, no, it's time for us to lead. So I think you find that nice split. But generally, there is this sense of wanting to participate in the governance of the country and saying, this is our Zimbabwe. So if anybody is going to get involved, then it should be us. But I've seen that there is much more enthusiasm and excitement and passion for young people in terms of wanting to be involved in how their country is run. Having seen other countries do it, you know, you look at your South African politics, it's largely dominated by young people. Your EFF, for example, vibrant opposition party, but it's young people at the forefront of it all. So I think Zimbabweans are taking a cue from there and saying, no, you know, this is the country where our kids will be raised, our grandkids will be raised, so we need to make sure that things are okay. And there's nobody else who's going to take that kind of interest in it except for us. So there is that willingness for young people to get involved.
So now, Paul, a quick question. You know, recently Zimbabwe just went through something that we call what? Operation Restore Legacy.
Yep.
Yeah.
What legacy is being restored? Because us as youth, we don't know much about this legacy that is being restored, if that's all we know.
Yeah. I think it's a controversial one because the ZDF said that it was the legacy of the president that they were restoring, that they claimed was being tarnished by the people around him. But my understanding is that it was not the legacy of the president that needed to be restored. It was the legacy of this prosperous Zimbabwe, this Zimbabwe that was the beacon of Africa, that needed to be restored. Because what got us in that mess in the first place was this idolization of one person, the one center of power doctrine. Meanwhile, it's actually about every one of us. So I took it to mean that we are trying to restore the legacy of a vibrant Zimbabwe that everyone prospers in. But the ZDF officially anyway said that it was an operation to restore the legacy of the president in the first instance, and then secondly the legacy of what other people who died, or at least what the war veterans had gone to war for. So it's divided, I suppose, and we were celebrating for different reasons. Some were celebrating that he was now, the people that were surrounding him had left, and we were celebrating that, no, the old man himself has left. So I guess had different reasons for celebrating the legacy being restored. But all the same, I think it opened a new chapter for us as Zimbabweans.
All right, let me just hold on to you there, Paul, for 1 second. Ngiyezwa ukuthi silo umlaleli uMelusi Mwende. Mlaleli Melusi, unjani futhi? Melusi?
Hello?
Yebo, futhi unjani?
Hello? Yes, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Chief. How are you doing?
I'm very healthy. How are you doing, sir?
So Melusi usungenile phela kuhlelo ndoda, awusitshele umbono wakho.
Alright, thina siyabonga. One thing that I've realized is that people of Zimbabwe, they don't know what they want. What is happening here, there is what you call four reasons why we are in crisis. First is Zambia through. Second, there is issue of what you call blocked democracy. So what you realize is that as youth, we haven't arrived where we are going. these guys who are in power now, they are the ones who brought the Tsvangirai in 2008. At the same time, our agriculture sector is down. So I find that most of these things which is happening, what is affecting our economy is that our agriculture sector is flat. Mm-hmm. So what is what you realize is that when the agriculture sector is flat, you find that our most of things or what boosts our economy is agriculture. As long as our agriculture is down, we are not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, the culture of violence, you find that our youth, they are being used. At the same time, for instance, there are people who are not knowing who they are right now. Which Jonathan Moore, I find that the same government with such mentality is very difficult to bring democracy. Mm-hmm. So our economy is going to be down until we don't know when.
God, Melusi, wathi ngikubuze ke bhuti, ubona ngani thina njengabasakhulayo kumele sidlale indima enjani ukuthi sithuthukise notho yeZimbabwe? Melusi,
is he still there? I think we have just lost Melusi right there, but mm-hmm. Hey Mike, hanzi na Melusi.
Mhm.
Vechidiki vanofanirwa kuti vapinde pinde vakwane kwane. Ataura nyaya agriculture, ataura nyaya kuti hanzi youth iri kusara panze, vanofanirwa kuti vakwane muzvirongwa and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got a very good point because if this is going to be a new trajectory and the youth are going to go forward and take this ball and run with it, definitely they need to be participating in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So atizivi kuti zviri kuitika here.
I think this one
is one for you. Do you think the youth are coming in on board to kind of jump on the ship and run with it, or they're just bystanders and waiting for something to happen?
Sure. I think a point is very important here. I think kakawanda kacho, my youth tinekamwe kaku expect kuti tichagadzirirwa platform or pane vanhu vachatishedza kuti we muti joine, you know, patafura. You know, but chokwadi ndechekuti andifunga kuti pane munhu achangotifonera utudzo kuti uye ugare patafura. We have to purposefully demand a seat on that.
Azvabvu saka tofanira kugara neginya.
I can hear Ginya runoita kuti tishike ipapo. Ina handina hangu kuti shandisa
Ginya.
But that's the truth. You're not just going to get invited on the table. Like, young people have to stand up and demand that position. And something we don't realize is we have the numbers. You know, Zimbabwe is probably 70 people who are below the age of 35. 70% of the whole country. We are huge in numbers. We just don't realize it. Nenyaya kuti takapatsanurana hatishandi pamwe chete. We are very divided. We are not purposeful. Like mvunzati achivunza kuti chii chatinoda muekonomy, chii chatinoda you know, for my careers evanhu, chii chatinoda for my jobs and stuff like that. We have very separate voices, and at the end of the day we don't realize, you know, how powerful we are kana takabatana kana chishanda tritese. So I think we have to be more organized. I think we have to be very purposeful and realize kuti these very same people who are kutitonga nas, they started it when they were boys and girls. They started it when they were in high school. Vaitorwa vari maform 2, vari maform 3. But isusu tinosvika pakusvika kuma 20s, 30s, still expecting somebody, the government or whoever it is, kuti agadzire platform yekuti yonongosvika. I think that's not going to happen. It's not going to be easy for us, but we have to be purposeful about it. We have to stand up and demand that seat on the table.
But with that in mind, how do we as youth go around creating a platform for us to uplift ourselves without having to wait for the government to give us something?
Sure. I mean, that's a very good question, Mike. There's so many ways to do it. Again, we're very powerful in things like media, right? Right now, nobody really needs to go on one website.
But TV the whole day.
Exactly. You know, we can create our own platforms where we can have our own voice. Right. One. Two, we have to think about kubudirira is not just kungowana basa kana kupewa basa na umwe munhu. We have to be creative. We have to think about how do we create our own businesses? How do we create our own economy? So nyaya izvinhu zvakaitasana entrepreneurship. And not just muZimbabwe. But kana uchifunga kuva entrepreneur, unofanira kufunga kuti ini ndikaita chinhu. Chinotengeseka kuBotswana here. Chinotengeseka ku DRC here. I think a lot of times we are very localized in our thinking. Tinenge chingonetsikana nezviri kuitika within Zimbabwe. But kubudirira hakunene kuti wabudirira kupi.
And we want to go beyond borders.
We want to go beyond borders. We have to think big because there are customers beyond borders who probably have more money to pay for whatever product that you have. So we have to be organized. A lot of young people have so many talents. So ungava uri artist, ungava you know you play sports, ungava you're an academic. You just have to look for opportunities that pursue your particular industry. And there are so many opportunities and resources out there for young people to actually use them. The question is, are we using them and do we even know about them?
And you raise a very interesting point right there. Let me give you something from last time's elections in statistics where less than 50% of the youth in Zimbabwe went out to vote. But here they are, my youth are kuti tinoda kuchinja hurumende tiisewo yechidiki. How do they think they will change the government and put a new government if they don't go to vote?
So yeah, first things first. Registering to vote. To be honest, and certain dango and dani my numbers chao chao eguziotvan which dikwangane wakaregister to vote. But you know, for taking from my elections that have happened over the past maybe 3, 4, 5 cycles, I think this time young people were really actually very purposeful about going to register and vote. There was that increased interest in people mobilizing, like, guys, let's go and vote. And it no register to vote. And it no register to vote. The question is, could register to vote as the first step. Then voting
is another
step.
Right.
So we need to translate that momentum. In fact, tofana kutanga kuiincrease because I feel like nyaya ku register ku voter was big kunana August, September, October. Then once this whole Operation Restore Legacy happened, people actually forgot about it. Like there are very few people who were talking about ku register ku voter. People sometimes don't even know kuti deadline yanga iriko nasi yet this current blitz, though we now know it's been extended.
Right.
So I think if every young person in Zimbabwe votes, Andizi, that is the power to influence whatever outcome in Chaitika in the next 6 to 7 months. So that's a very good starting point.
All
if
right.
every young person who's eligible to vote in Zimbabwe goes and registers to vote and goes all the way to choose the type of leader that they would want to, I think that's a very powerful and effective way yekutanga kuvane a say in what happens in the country.
Okay, folks,
Mike.
It's got serious for a second. So I hear we need to go to a little social media. We've got amazing correspondents that are about to tell us what the people are saying on the social media pages.
Let's do it.
So let's go to Chido and Kudzi.
Yeah.
Kudzi. Kudzi, guys, how you doing?
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Hey, nice scarf.
Nice
scarf. So, guys, so tell me, what are the people saying on our pages?
Well, we got a lot of interesting comments. Wellington Ton Machiha says, can't really blame the youth. Situation is so intense. And then he also mentioned young people in the diaspora. I think the government should also try to reach out to the young Zimbabweans outside the diaspora. I think they will have a lot to offer. So, yeah, he pretty much wants, you know, the government to involve the young people. We, you know, it's in our hands. The future is basically in our hands. So, yeah, that's one of those.
And people are also talking about Chiwuri no longer being the chief of police.
The comments are right here. Actually, we were on Twitter earlier.
Are we teaching each other how to use the phone, guys?
No, I was showing her where I put them.
Exactly. It's different things. Everything's different on different people's phones.
Yes.
So Brian Shumbo is saying karma is when you're no longer entitled to ZANU-PF privileges and perks, and then your disease starts proving costly. Certain people spellings are.
Yeah, there are a lot of spellings, sorry.
Welcome to social media.
Yeah.
Well, yes, of course. It's a matter of just making sure it makes sense when you read it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But everybody's pretty much, you know, with the whole Chuhuri situation going, mm-hmm. a lot of people are happy. Mm-hmm. You know, they were tired of just, you know, the roadblocks and everything having to